Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day. A little bit better day than the Titans to this point. So far, their facility, we have learned, is shut down until Saturday. At least that is the word. Also, the Vikings, same deal. If you're just tuning in and you're going, what? What's happening? I don't even know what's going on. What in the world is going on? Willie, get everybody caught up to speed.
Well,
by the way, while you're doing that, Roger Saffold just tweeted out, I just want to play.
Well, Chase, also, you just passed along the latest tweet.
Yes.
Another Steelers source saying that as of now, game on. Aditi Kinkabwala?
Sure.
You
tried to jump in there and you went.
Kinkabwala. Kinkabwala.
No, that's not it, Chase. That is not it.
Kinkabwala.
No, that's not.
Aditi. Afanasyev.
AK. Just AK, man. Just say AK.
AK. There you go. Hey, I tried.
I like when he got frisky. All of a sudden, he was like, uh-oh.
He's ready.
He did a Carl Lewis. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
So the Steelers, so they are still, you're saying as of right now, they
as
are
of now.
Still on. They're being told to just pretend like everything is a go.
And I don't know how significant that is right now, Darren, based on what you've said, because everything can change so fast, right? It's so fluid. But we'll have to see. So if people have been under a rock this morning and are not informed of what has happened, the Titans released a statement this morning saying that they have sent in the wake of, I mean, going back a few days, Shane Bowen, one of the defensive coaches, tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday morning and did not travel with the team. Game goes forward. Titans win. He's not there. Nobody knows about that in any way, shape, or form from a public perspective until yesterday before Mike Vrabel's press conference where the story breaks. Mike Vrabel acknowledges it didn't happen. He didn't go. Shane Bowen wasn't there. We're going through the 100-something protocols verbatim with the league. Now, the question has been asked by more than just me. I asked it early, but what were the discussions from the time that they knew that Shane Bowen had tested positive with the league, with the Vikings, as to the decision to go forward and play the game on Sunday? It wouldn't have been out of the question that you would have put a stop button on that right there. But what's done is done. So now fast forward, there have been 8 positive tests, not including Bowen, 3 players, 5 members of team personnel. And the Titans facility has been shut down as of now until Saturday at the earliest. And so as we speak, the game between the Titans and the Steelers is still on, but the Titans can't practice, can't gather, can't even go to work until Saturday.
And they wouldn't be doing that today anyway. Today is an off day. The Titans and the Vikings have suspended all in-person club activities until Saturday. But the Vikings are also reporting that they have had 0 positive tests.
Right.
So as of right now. Also today, the defensive assistant coaches were supposed to meet with the media. That too, Jim Haslett was one of those coaches that has been postponed today. So that is not going to happen. So, because obviously no one's in the facility, they're not going to move forward with that stuff. And plus, they're not going to have those guys answering. That would be all
sure.
The questions, right? There would be no football questions.
That would be just so unfair to them.
Yeah,
to,
it would be.
To make them have to go through that.
So let's say that the game is, the Titans have said in their statement that due to an abundance of caution, they've shut things down. They'll have more information tomorrow. When they put out, if the game is still on, and when they put out their injury report, even though they're not practicing. How does that work? Right? Like, as those other guys, Adoree Jackson and A.J. Brown and all the guys we're wondering about, are they available? Taylor Lewan, do they have to put out an injury report if the game's on, but they can't gather and practice?
That's a good question.
It's a really good question. I don't.
And then
I don't know.
Would we know who the three players are?
Because
who are on the COVID? I mean, eventually those three players would probably be put on the COVID list, right?
Right, and they have been public with that. So we know one player in particular that has been on it for a while.
Who?
Isaiah Wilson.
Oh, that's right. Isaiah Wilson.
He's the Titans. I was playing Madden the other day and saw him in the game. I was like, "Who is this guy?" Oh yeah.
How many times has he been on it? I've lost count.
Couple. So,
by the way, Mike Vrabel yesterday said he had no new news. No new news on, say that three times really, really fast, on Taylor Lewan's injury. That was yesterday's presser.
Yeah. Not good. Yeah, I mean, I guess no news is good news?
Don't know. Yeah. Don't know.
So maybe. Let me ask this, and this could we could classify this as a, I'm not going to say a dumb question, but just a question. But something that popped in my mind. So the facility is closed until Saturday. Let's say that they determine tomorrow, everybody's at home, that there are no more positive tests. Those three players and five personnel, coaches, whoever, they are, okay, you're quarantining, you're home, but everybody else is in the clear. But out of an abundance of caution, we want to keep the facility closed until Saturday, as we said. However, if you are able to secure another area in which you could hold a practice, we, the National Football League, would allow that. Could we see that happen?
But how would that work? Like,
I mean,
is it
because you can't? Because you would have to, I guess, send somebody in to get all the equipment.
Who's going to allow you to do that?
Well,
are you just going out to a farm?
No.
There's a logistical question, and then there's also a question of, wait a minute, I thought the whole point was you can't gather as a group because we want to make sure that nobody else is contagious.
Yes, you're supposed to be,
you're supposed to stay.
That's why I preface my question.
How would you get that go-ahead?
I mean, that's under the assumption that everybody tests negative and you're now in the clear, that you've gone through all those protocols, that you're just saying it's fine for you all to be back together, but let's just make sure the facility is taken care of and cleaned and not have you in it and practicing in locker rooms and all that.
I would say that is highly unrealistic.
Unlikely.
Yeah, unlikely.
Now, you know, if it were Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, would they lead some sort of covert operation and bring the receivers down to run routes? I guess you couldn't rule that out, right? Those guys, like, they, it's in their blood. Like, they have to go. Yeah, backyard or something.
Fred from Ashland City just texted in, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and says, Titans can use my front yard if they need it.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, at least we know that's on the table. Fred, thank you. We'll pass that along. How big is – he said the – what did he say, his front yard?
Yes.
Or his property?
His front yard.
His front yard. How big – do we know how big it is?
Fred, we need to know how big your front yard is.
You have, yeah. I mean, is
any trees in the way?
Do you have goalposts?
Any chance it's 120 yards?
Can Gostkowski practice? Do you have a couple trees that are like goalposts, same distance apart?
That'd be branches? Fantastic.
I remember my grandparents in my grandparents' backyard. They had a couple of trees that I envisioned as goalposts. I don't know if they were anywhere close, but I would boot it past those trees and into the next yard over. But I guess, you know, they could do a certain amount of Zoom preparation, right, from the houses. That's how, you know, in thinking back to Hard Knocks, they had a lot of Zoom meetings where the players weren't actually at the facility, right? So they were conducting film study and meetings that way. So you can do that part of the preparation for the game. But the actual on-field, you know, physical stuff where you're doing your weight training, you're doing your running, you're doing, you know, obviously going through the motions of the plays and everything, that's what you're not able to do. if the game if this is under the if the game is still moving forward as scheduled on Sunday.
But that's just, you know, where I say, at what point does the NFL say, okay, yes, we're going to play. The Titans will be back in their facility Friday or something. But Pittsburgh, we're going to have to get you on the same level as the Titans. You can't have, are they going to rule on that? Are they going to say that they can have a competitive advantage? Because then I would be like, I'd rather just postpone it. If they're able to practice and prepare and be in their facility all week and the Titans can't, then if you're the Titans, I think you would go, let's just find another time to play this. I don't even know if that's an option.
But then you can't complain about your bye week.
No.
Right, because then
you got to give up your bye. This is your bye week.
Right, this becomes your bye week.
Right. Well, it comes back to, as we've
But what if the Vikings play? How do you pull that off?
The Vikings?
I mean, I thought that – what was the scenario that we threw out? So the
scenario that's been thrown out there a lot is with the Steelers and the Ravens have the same bye week. So you could flip-flop their game to what would have been their bye week, which is week 8. And the Steelers would play the Titans on week 7, and the Steelers would take their bye week on Sunday.
Yeah, and then I think you'd have to move a game with the Jags. But the Jags have the same – they have like a week 7 bye week or something. They have the same bye week. There's something with the Jags that I read earlier that they would have to move around because of where the Steelers fall on their schedule.
So it comes down to – what's worth it, right? Or do you just keep it, you try to keep the schedule on time and penalize the Titans and just they'll have to deal with it, right? Or do you at least maybe try to move it to, we've thrown this out there, move it to Monday night, give them at least one more day to prepare if they can't get into the facility until Sunday or Saturday.
I've even seen Tuesday thrown around, and I don't see how that's possible.
No.
You're pushing it on that one, I think.
Unless you're saying you're going to play it at like 10 a.m. Tuesday, even then it's a stretch.
Us talking out loud on the Monday thing, it's just not possible. That's just not going to work.
Well, you don't think Monday could work?
Monday could work.
I think Monday could work.
You're under the assumption that it's going to be a Monday night game. I would say that it's if they just say, hey, you're going to play Monday – it's going to be a noon kick.
Could be noon. Could be 3 o'clock.
Do something to get you done before the
regularly scheduled Monday night game.
I mean, you have to be willing to do things that you're not used to doing. And you know, NASCAR runs races for rain on Monday all the time. I understand that's a little bit different, but if you have to play a Monday afternoon game, then you have to play a Monday afternoon game. If you can get it in this week.
Okay.
That keeps it a lot simpler if you can find a way to play it this week and have the Titans say, we're okay with that.
And I'll take it a step further. I am under the belief that if, in fact, they do play it this week, it'll be on Monday. That makes the most sense. Because if it's Saturday that you get in the facility, at least you have 2 days to get ready for it. Or from an on-field
perspective. Which is still a lot to ask, but... you know, they're the ones that it's their problem to some degree, right? Even though I think what we've learned too is you don't shame people for getting it, right? It could happen to anybody. The three of us could be walking around and get it somehow, even though we're trying to do the right things. And who's to say that didn't happen for Shane Bowen? So you can't look at it that way, but it is the Titans that got it. Right, and we said before the season started, part of the path to a championship is the team that's lucky enough, smart enough to avoid major issues with this.
Ryan just texted me this and brought this up. Wasn't it like a few years ago that Miami had to play a Monday night game because of a hurricane?
Yeah, that's happened before. I think there was a forest fire years ago pushed the game from Sunday to Monday. And they moved the site too.
They went to Mexico. Yeah. Remember, because of the wildfires, or then they went to neutral. There's been neutral site games.
Yeah,
went to Detroit. I think one year.
San Diego went to Arizona. Yeah,
yeah. San Diego went to Arizona.
So there have been Sunday games that have been moved to Monday. There is a precedent for that. I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive that several years ago there was a game moved to Arizona on a Monday night, neutral site.
Sure.
Because of the wildfire.
Yeah, I think I remember that. But, and I mean, we've seen, obviously we saw the Titans and Dolphins move to a Saturday one. I mean, they're not opposed to moving games to a different day if it makes sense for both clubs and doesn't affect them, you know, the next week. Tuesday, that's a stretch. Because you're essentially on a Thursday type prep week if you do that, and they're going to try and avoid that. But if they determine and the Titans agree to it and the Steelers agree to it that, hey, playing this at like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, then they do that.
How much of a say do you give each team when you say the Titans have to be okay with it, the Steelers are okay with it? Do they really have to be okay with it, or does the league just have to do what the league has to do?
I think you're opening up a door. There's no reason to ask them because, okay, so what if somebody opposes, then what? Then what, are you going to strong arm and say, I don't care. I didn't really care. I know I asked you, but I didn't really care. You're going to play anyway. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, okay, well, then we'll figure out something else. I mean, to me, you don't ask.
I think you give them some input, and then you make the decision.
Yeah.
So,
but you do have to ask, you know, what is fair to the Titans if you can't get into the facility until Saturday? Playing Sunday, that's a lot to ask. Now, Monday, okay. You know, if you can get a workout in on Saturday, it's still, you know, you do have to, like the NFLPA, now that's a group that I would think would want to weigh in about player safety, right? When you haven't gotten into the facility to do your weightlifting and your conditioning. Are you in any shape physically to play a game on Sunday or Monday? I think, you know, that's, but how strong is the PA to be able to do something like that?
Right. I may have to retract my Tuesday statement because somebody just sent me an example of this happening before. Back in 2010, there was a bad snowstorm that moved the Eagles and the Vikings game to Tuesday, December 28th. I forgot all about that.
The Metrodome roof collapsed. Remember?
That's it. You're right.
The roof collapsed, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Those are pretty – I mean that's circumstance. That's not in the manual. Like you have to understand, the roof literally collapsed. snow fell into onto the field. So
they played on a Tuesday.
A pandemic's in the manual too. I mean,
well, I'm saying that's something that happened right. You know, that weekend. That's something that week leading up to the game. I mean
this
like,
is happening
whoa.
The week leading up to the game.
Yeah. I mean, why didn't they play on Monday? Because they were trying to figure it out. I don't remember the day.
So what day of the week was the game? I remember that happening. That was Brett Favre's last game. So what day of the week was that played?
He said it's Tuesday, but when did it happen? When did the roof collapse?
But it was played in Philadelphia. I don't think this is the roof collapse.
No?
Because Brett Favre's last year, they played at the University of Minnesota. Because they were building the... I think that's when they started building the new.
Brett Favre played a year at the University of Minnesota.
No, you know what? No,
the roof collapse. I think was his last game.
But this game that I'm talking about that was on a Tuesday was at Lincoln Financial. Eagle, a fierce storm. Okay, so it was a storm. It was a snowstorm in Philadelphia. That's what it was.
The roof collapse was not. What year did you say?
2010 is what I'm talking about.
No, that was 2016.
Okay. So this is on a bizarre day when the Philadelphia Eagles were snowed out. They moved the game to Tuesday night. It was a Sunday night game to Tuesday because of a snowstorm. And it was nationally televised on NBC. I don't remember this at all.
In 2016, there was a game
on
Tuesday.
No,
2010.
No,
this was 2010.
It was 2010. It was December 12th, 2010. I'm looking at the pictures. There's 20 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Man.
Gosh.
Okay, so there is precedent for a Tuesday night game. But then, was that the last game of the season? Did those teams have to come back and play the next Sunday?
December 28th, 2010.
So was that the last regular season game? The last week of the regular season?
From what I can tell, did this not happen that weekend? That's why.
Okay, but the real
Saturday,
issue.
Saturday night or Sunday morning, did it not?
Moving a game from Monday to Tuesday or Sunday to Tuesday for the last week of the regular season isn't as big a deal because the season's over.
Fair.
If those teams have to turn around and play on Sunday, that's where you're really cutting into your rest time, recovery time for the next game.
Yeah, what you saw is they moved that game to Detroit, and then a week later they played their final home game of the season at the University of Minnesota. So the final.
But we're talking about two different things. That was the roof collapse. This was a snowstorm in Philadelphia. Like I have the ESPN story pulled up right here. Fierce storm forces the NFL to move the game. It was scheduled at the link in Philadelphia, and they moved it to Tuesday night. It was a Sunday night football game, and it was broadcast on NBC. I don't remember it, but I'm just reading the story.
What was the date again?
December 28th, 2010.
Okay.
What does that say about that game that we don't even remember it?
Yeah, the Vikings.
Were either of those teams involved in the postseason?
The Eagles won the NFC East, but the quarterback for the Vikings was Joe Webb. And Michael Vick was the backup then for Philadelphia.
Man, I am fuzzy on my memory of that game.
Well, we know Randy Moss wasn't playing for the Vikings then.
Nope. He was not.
Nope.
Leslie Frazier was the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
May have been playing for the Titans. All right, we'll come back. By the way, Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, at 1 o'clock, our weekly chat with him, Mitch Light following him. So we'll talk about the college football action that happened over the weekend and going into week two of the SEC schedule. More of Darren Donick and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. That's why it's called live radio. Sometimes news breaks right before a show, and you have to punt. We've tried to do our best Brett Kern impression and put it down at about the 3-yard line. But we've had to punt and get into this story. This has been the story of the day as the Titans have had 8 positive tests. Right now, the Titans and the Vikings facilities are shut down until Saturday. The Vikings currently do not have any positive tests. But here's a couple of tweets that have just come out here while we were in break. Tom Pelissero tweeting out, as of now, the Titans, Steelers, Texans, and Vikings games both are on for Sunday. And of course, the Titans host the Steelers here. The Texans were set to host the Vikings. However, the NFL is evaluating the situation and will adjust if needed as more information is gathered. Teams are still working through contact tracing data.
Well, that's the key. So all of what we're discussing is on the assumption that there's no further issues that come up with all the contact tracing and testing that they're doing. If it's just the 3 players, the 5 members of the personnel, and if it's contained to that, and as we've reported, as others have reported, the Vikings right now are clean, right? If that continues to be the case, then I guess they're thinking you could still play the games on Sunday.
Well, here's the one that really jumped out at me during the break. Mike Garofalo, who is with the NFL Network, this was his tweet that I was reading during the break, and I was like, huh, okay. Titans coaches have told players if they have to go without any work until Saturday, then have a walkthrough, they will play the Steelers on Sunday, and that's what they'll have to do. No excuses. Wow.
Well, and I'll reference Terry McCormick of TitanInsider.com. What he quote tweeted that, and he said it's a very Mike Vrabel thing to say. And that was the first thought I had, even before I saw Terry's tweet.
I understand. Like, he's, as the head coach, is trying to get them in the right mindset. I get it. You can't already be manufacturing excuses, right, for however this plays out. Like, don't be sitting around going, well, if we have to, you know, suit up and play, I mean, you know, look, this has been a weird week and we didn't get to practice. He's just trying to get them. Look, if they have to play, it counts, right? If they play on Sunday, it will count in the standings. It will not have an asterisk and say, they lost, but they won, but. It's not going to have that in the records. It's going to be one team is going to be 3-1 after this Sunday. The other team will be 4-0. And that's that. So I get it. He's trying to get, but still, that is, wow.
Yeah, I mean, and
no excuses. If you don't, if you're not talking about anything this week until a walkthrough, and you're going to suit up and play on Sunday, wow.
But I will say, and when I say that's a very Mike Vrabel thing to say, I'm not necessarily. I mean, it is because that's his mentality, but that has to be the mentality. You know, to your point, you gotta get these guys in the right frame of mind to go and play this game if that's, in fact, what they have to do. Whether I agree that that's the right move, that, okay, this you're asking a lot of this team. I mean, they're professional athletes, and that's their job, and it's a weird year, and unfortunately, that's probably what they're going to have to do if, in fact, this game stays, you know, as scheduled on Sunday. But,
Does the NFL have any say at all to the Steelers? Is it fair or unfair for them to go, hey, I need you guys to, like, not practice while the Titans can't practice? Can they do anything like that? I mean, what about the Steelers all week? What if they're going about things business as usual while the Titans are just sitting there with a facility that's getting cleaned and no one around? Do they have the right to say anything?
Yeah, I don't know. Because we've kind of used that, we've referenced that of, do you tell the Steelers, hey, all right, let's have no competitive advantage, let's make this as fair as we possibly can. But then again, is that fair? I mean, the Steelers
I don't think you asked the Steelers
could turn around and they say, hey, we're good. We did what we were supposed to do. Why should we get punished?
I don't think you should ask the Steelers to change their routine, because number one, they're gonna prepare anyway. They should have the right to prepare for the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean,
it's the Titans' responsibility to figure out how to prepare. You can do Zoom meetings and prepare there. There's no problem there. It's just a matter of figuring out how to physically work out, which I guess you can. If you can't go to the facility, but can't you safely? This is what I don't know. You know, with the testing process and the tracing, are they quarantined until further notice, or can they work out?
I would assume
that they're quarantined.
The whole team.
How many of these guys have home gyms?
Well, probably not everybody. That's for sure. But if you're quarantined, you can't even go outside your house, right?
Right.
You literally have to have it in your house.
I mean, you can go to your backyard.
But is it the whole team? No, you can't. Not if you're quarantined, right?
I've always understood.
You can't be near anybody if you're truly quarantined.
Okay, I want to lend this
but
perspective.
I don't know what the protocols are, if you know. But is it the whole team, the whole personnel that is in this predicament?
Can I add this into the mix from somebody who played the game and has been in the meeting rooms and been on the practice fields and prepared for opponents week in and week out in the NFL? I got this text.
Go ahead.
From Forever Titan Chris Sanders, who will join us on Thursday, who still has not correctly picked a game in Silly Underdog Picks as the defending champ. But I digress. He sends me this text. He said, practice during the season is different than off-season training or practicing, much more mental than physical during the course of a week during the regular season. Interesting. So it's more about game planning.
Okay.
More about mental, you know, getting you prepared for what they do, what they, you know, what are their strengths, what more than, you know, the physical stuff.
So in the spirit of throwing out scenarios and spitballing, kind of like we've been doing, let's say the NFL doesn't say, okay, Pittsburgh, you can't practice. You need to do
that,
exactly.
I can't not see that.
Right.
Yeah,
they just cannot see
that. Let me finish. What if they say, okay, business as usual, except one less padded practice.
No.
No.
No. That's a negative.
Nope.
Nope.
You can't.
Because I'm not the only one that's thrown out those types of things. I mean, that I've been reading that on Twitter.
Don't bring other people into that, okay? No, this is your comment. Just own it, and we disagree.
Well, I am owning it. Okay. You're fine to disagree.
Don't try to get a gathering over here in Chase's corner.
There's a gaggle. Okay, I have
no,
a gaggle.
There's not a gaggle. You have just made up your own gaggle.
Let's go.
You've made up your own gaggle. You just started plucking names out of the air.
Well, Joe Rexroth is one of them. He tweeted about
it. Oh, so you stole it from Joe.
I didn't steal it from Joe. I just saw that.
But what? If I'm the Steelers, I say, what does that have to do with us?
Nuts.
Why? What did we do? If the game's on Sunday, we're preparing for our game Sunday. It's not our problem.
And that's fair. I'm throwing out different scenarios here.
No, Joe is, and you're reading.
No, I'm not.
You're reading Joe's
work. I brought this up an hour ago.
Let's go to Lee.
That is blinking fertilizer.
Thank you, Ben.
I think that was geared to you, Chase. Let's go to Lee, who's on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Lee, what's up?
Hey, guys. I may have talked about this, but you think the NFL is more concerned about health issues or fairness? I mean, obviously, we're going to have three guys go into quarantine. They will have, what if those three guys are Derrick Henry, Tannehill, and Clowney? They will have practiced all week. We will not practice 1 minute. I just wonder where you think the NFL's coming from. Thanks
well,
a lot.
Well, it's interesting, Lee, that you bring that up because I did say that earlier in the show. I said, what if the three players, I used Jeffrey Simmons over Clowney. What if it's Big Jeff, Tannehill, and Derrick Henry?
Well, if it's three starters, regardless. But I think the safety has to be the number one priority, and that is you have to make sure that regardless of which three players have tested positive, is everybody else okay? Is everybody else negative? That's the first thing they have to continue. And you may not know for another day or two, which is why they can't gather until Saturday, because as has been pointed out earlier on the show, that you could test negative, but you could eventually test positive. It may take a while for it to show up, right, if you've been exposed to somebody that has the virus, right? And there are eight possible people. I guess there's nine if you include Shane Bowen, that you, if you were around any of those nine, you could have been exposed, right? So that's the first thing. So that's the health part. Then there's the competitive advantage part, which it sounds like if it's contained, the Titans are just going to have to be at a disadvantage.
Is it safe to assume, which it's never, but in this case, is it safe to assume these three players, unnamed right now, are not playing if this is played?
I don't see how they could play.
Okay, so they're out, and yet we don't know who it is.
Well, not today. Now, later in the week,
no, I'm
when
saying
you
they
put
know
out
who
your,
it is,
yeah.
But I'm saying then they're out, like they're preparing without them?
You tell me how you could play with if you have a positive test as we sit here today and play on Sunday. I just don't think that could happen.
I agree. Yes, I agree with you. But do we know for sure that that's I think, well, I guess we don't know anything for sure, but do we think that is the approach over there? We have no idea. But what if it is, even if it's one, what if it's one critically important player on this roster? I guess
it's very
possible. I guess you just go, well, tough luck. This is 2020. I mean, I'm sure that's what the Steelers will say, right? I'm sure they'll be like, yeah, it sucks to be you.
Yeah, but
sorry for you guys.
And then the next question is, are they back the next week?
Right.
Right. How long are they in the protocol? Because they would be, I guess, subject to being put on the COVID list, right? How long, what's the minimum time you have to spend on that list? And what do you have to do to get off the list? You have to test negative a certain amount of times over a certain period of time, right?
Yeah, and I think this is what teams have to understand that, okay, if it's Henry or if it's Tannehill or Clowney or whoever, that they're going to be without. It's just they have to go about that like it's an injury. You know, you're just you're not going to have that person.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's
– It sucks.
I know. But I think that's the only way you could – I mean, that's the only way – you can't – we've already determined –
It's the only way they finish the season.
Right. I mean, we've talked about it. They've already added things to roster in preparation for this stuff. Does it stink if it ends up being starters or really, really important starters? Your quarterback, your running back, your star receiver, your star defensive lineman, your star cornerback. Yeah. Yes. For anybody, Titans or anybody else. But you can't shut things down because, like, you can't raise your hand and go, wait a minute, we need this person, so we can't play. The league is going to be like, yeah, I'm sorry, but, yeah, you're going to have to. I mean, there's just no – they would never get through this, right? Like we said earlier, I'm surprised it's taken to week four for this to happen. I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm really happy. It stinks now that the first big case – the first case to crop up is right here in our market and the team that's in our backyard. That stinks. But I honestly can't believe the league made it through 3 weeks and we hadn't really heard boo on that front, right? Basically no hiccups until now getting ready for week four. We've had this. And what is this going to mean moving forward? I'm sure everybody else is probably looking around going, oh, great. Well, so there's the first kaboom. Where's the next one coming? Is it in our house? You know, is it our next opponent? Is it the team that we just played? You know that's in people's minds right now. Because I don't believe any of us think that this is going to be the only hiccup this NFL season. Like, that's it. Okay, we got through that one.
Unfortunately, I believe this is just the beginning.
Probably the start of something.
And so this is a precedent that will be set, right? We're not going – if it's true that as of today, the game is on, even if the team can't practice until Saturday, that's the precedent being set for the rest of the year, that we're not going to move all these games around because you couldn't practice for a few days and you have a couple of positive tests. That's interesting.
Well, and this is a good text from Josh, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The NFL made it fair by expanding the practice squad and the roster. It's up to each team to use that in the best way that they can when something like this happens.
And that's what they'll have to do.
Yeah.
And only they know right now who those three players are, the league and them. Steelers don't. We don't. So we don't know who they're going to be without. It may be three backups. Maybe, practice squad. I don't know, but we don't know. Maybe the backup quarterback. Who knows? But only they know and the league knows who they'll be without if indeed they were to play on Sunday. I was reading, by the way, there's a Predators presser going on right now. David Poyle is a part of that. Adam Vinken tweeting out that David Poyle has said that Corbinian Holzer will not return to the Predators next season, and it's unlikely that Yannick Weber will return, and also that Granlund and Craig Smith will enter free agency. I don't think
he said they will not return.
I'm sorry?
He said both Granlund and Smith will not return.
Oh, he has said, okay.
Yes.
I was just reading his. He did not say that in the tweet, so then he did say that that Granlund and Smith will not return?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, well. I'm seeing that too.
Oh, okay.
This team is going to look different.
Yeah, well.
But we knew that.
Hey, what did they talk about last night after Tampa won it all? They said, we had an historical regular season, but we could not. But this team was going to be different. And look at the moves that they made in the offseason. They brought in a lot of guys, Shin and Pat Maroon, right? How big is that guy? He's doing things right 2 years in a row. Look at the guys they brought in to change things and mix things up. And it worked.
Yeah, and Pat Maroon would be somebody that I would not hate seeing in gold.
No. No. Derek Mason, R.D. Mason, not the one we're going to talk to at 1 o'clock, used to tell us all the time if he were a general manager, he would try to find guys, not every time, but in a lot of cases, he would try to find guys that have a pedigree of winning just for whatever reason. Maybe you can put your finger on it or not, but they just, wherever they go, the team gets better or the team wins, right? For whatever reason, when they're on a roster, good things happen. He would get guys that know what winning looks, feels, smells like, right? He used to say that to us all the time, and I don't disagree with that. There is something to say about guys that know what it looks like and what it feels like and how you're supposed to get there because they've been through it. Tampa just did that with some of the guys they brought in, and it paid off. Now, don't get me wrong. They were an incredibly talented team to begin with, but sometimes those tweaks, those roster changes, just those guys, right, you put into the puzzle, you weave into the puzzle, those guys end up being the difference between a team that got swept in the first round last year after mowing through everybody in 82 games and a team that was not the number one seed in the East and just won the Stanley Cup. All right, we'll come back, and we will close out hour number three of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. Hey, Saturday, November 14th, support Stars by running, walking, or boogieing. That's what the copy says. It says boogieing. I know Chase does that on Broadway on Saturday nights.
I'm retired.
The 20th annual Show Me Bottoms Boogie 15K and 5K run/walk. Is that official? But still, you have not been out since you said that R word?
I haven't, yeah.
Okay.
That's just boogie on Broadway. You can still boogie at Shelby Park.
Yes, that's exactly. True. That's a good point. That's on Broadway, but we're telling you that you can boogie at Shelby Bottoms because it's a boogie. And you don't have to do the 15K. You could just do a 5K.
Yeah, you can walk. You can boogie. You can walk backwards. You can do whatever you want.
It's only three. Was it
3.1.
The event is perfect for the avid runner, which is not any of us, as well as the casual jogger.
Whoa.
Those days are gone, Willie.
I'm an avid runner.
No, those days are gone. Avid runner?
Yeah, I run a lot. I run 3 times a week, easy.
You run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I stand corrected. The two of us on this show are not avid runners.
Okay.
I'm a casual jogger. Chase, not sure what he is.
I'm a walker.
A walker, okay.
A walker.
It's a certified course. In the heart of Shelby Bottoms Park, you can also show the support and participate virtually. It's up to you. That's, again, Saturday, November 14th for the Nashville Striders. Shelby Bottoms Boogie to benefit Stars. For more information, please visit starsnashville.org. That's starsnashville.org. A couple other things to pass along that I saw with David Poyle's presser, the general manager of the Predators. Looks like he said that he is having some negotiations involving the return of Colin Blackwell. Also, here is an interesting quote on Kyle Turris. I think there has been a change in terms of Kyle's play under head coach John Hines. We'll figure out the next couple of weeks of what we should do. I don't want to take anything off the table. I've been talking to about 10 GMs a day. That from Predators GM David Poyle on Kyle Turris.
I try to put myself in the shoes of David Poyle after this has gone on for over a year now, right? Of what to do about Kyle Turris, the contract. It's so widely, openly speculated by so many. So what would you say in a situation like that? Right? How open do you want to be? It's not easy. Yeah.
Like, the possibility of a buyout is on the table. He did say that.
Yeah, he said basically everything.
So nothing is off the table.
Right.
But the message that you get if you're Kyle Turris is hey, they'd really like to move on from me. Don't you think? Like he was he did make progress to a degree under John Hines.
He did.
But why would you say I'm talking to 10 GMs a day?
10 GMs a day. That doesn't
right. Did he mean that he's just in general he's talking to 10 GMs or he's talking to 10 GMs a day about Kyle Turris? You know, what exactly does that mean?
I don't know, but I mean I think if you're if you bring that up and you're talking about Kyle Turris, is it safe to connect those dots? I mean, why else? I mean, I get it. There's a draft coming up. So, yeah, but you're talking about Kyle Turris, and then you throw in, I've been talking to 10 GMs a day.
But so let me throw this out, because nobody really wants to use the word rebuild. But if Craig Smith isn't coming back, if Mikhail Granlund's not coming back, if you move on from Kyle Turris, however that looks, you don't bring back, I mean, I know Corbinian Holzer, you know, he wasn't.
Weber. So Weber. Let me ask you something. So with that being said, is any of the, give me the move that surprises you in that news.
None.
Okay.
Other than maybe, I thought they might have a look at Craig Smith.
Yeah.
Or leave the door one. Open if the market isn't what Craig Smith wants.
But that, aren't we answering your question, Chase? When you say, oh, does that mean maybe they're doing things? No, this is exactly kind of what we expected, right? I mean, there's no shocking news in there.
Right, but to me, and then bringing all these young guys in from, because I'm not really reading between the lines of they're going to go on a free agent frenzy, because he also said that, you know, the balance sheet is what it is. He doesn't have a lot of room to work with. To me, I mean, isn't this kind of the definition of a rebuild?
No.
I don't think so.
No, not at all.
I mean, you still have Yossi, Ellis, Ekholm, Forsberg, Johansson, Arvidsson,
retooling.
Duchesne.
It's what we just talked
retooling.
About. You have to reshape the roster.
Yeah.
I mean,
you still have a lot of pieces.
There is nothing in there as much as, you know, these guys are great. I mean, Yannick Weber and Craig Smith, right, are two of the nicest human beings you'll ever be around, right? They're great to deal with. And nothing against the other guys. I'm just saying, these are great guys. Kyle Turris is great, but there's nothing in there that's surprising. Nothing.
Absolutely. Also,
in fact,
in terms
I would have been more surprised if one of them is coming back. I would have been more surprised with that.
Also, in terms of skill, right, there have been Predator teams in the past that would have killed to have the remaining amount of skill they still have on the roster that will be coming back, right? Even though it doesn't look as powerful on paper as it did going into last year, but it didn't work, right? You could probably argue they had a little too much of the same element, right, and not enough of what we've talked about, the sandpaper, the nastiness, the hard to play against. Right, so I think they still have enough skill to work with, especially if one of the young guys, just one, maybe two, give them something along the lines of Tolvanen or Tomasino or somebody like that. And then you just get a little more gritty and nasty in other areas, and you've got a formula that I think can still win a lot.
Just think about, Chase, all the off-season talk we've had. And unfortunately, we had to have too much of it because it ended way too quick. Dan Hamhuis retiring is what we said right out of the gates. It happened. Yep. We didn't believe Yannick Weber was going to be back. It happened. We didn't believe Holzer was going to be back. It's now happened. We didn't believe as much as we thought. There's a chance. There is a chance. But overall, I didn't believe that in the end they would bring back either Craig Smith or Granlund. There was a chance. But I don't think any of us believed it. Like we talked about, more than likely they're moving on. They're going to go test free agency and they will sign elsewhere. We talked at length about a Kyle Turris buyout or trade, right? But probably it would have to be a buyout because no one's going to take on that contract. So with that being said, and we said Trennan, especially with the new news on Trennan, we knew Trennan and some of these young guys were going to get a chance. And they were going to be on this roster. There's nothing in there that we didn't already talk about months ago. And it's just played out. That's all. It's just basically official from the general manager now. But I didn't think there was anything surprising in there. In fact, I would have been surprised if anything was the other way.
So the real piece of knowledge that is going to take time to know the verdict is, what is the end result of Kyle Turris? And right now, I think based on what he has said, there's a pretty good chance that he will not be back. And one, if he didn't rule out the buyout.
Yeah.
We'd be more surprised if he was back than if he wasn't.
I think that's fair to say. And if you have his salary cap hit to work with, then you have a little more financial flexibility to make some moves, to bring in some new pieces, and you have more roster space for a guy that just never, the entire year they spent a lot of time trying to fit him in to different roles and get the most out of him, and it didn't give them the return on the investment that they need. So, unfortunately, buying out is not pretty, right? It's sunk cost, and it affects you for a long time, right? But if it's the last resort, then it's the last resort.
David Poyle also saying they're looking for another assistant coach. All right, we need to come back, start the fourth and final hour by heading over to West End. We'll talk to Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, next.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.